Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to World Pulse Radio, where we will assume nothing, question everything. World Pulse is open to folks from all over the world. We welcome feedback and guests that have issues they would like to discuss. And there are many issues facing the world. In many ways, this song speaks to these times that we're all living in. All one need do is add one's position, job, situation, and which side are you on falls into place. How safe is the water? What about the food that we eat? What about saving the children? Respect for our seniors? And what color are we, America? Do we care about Mother Earth, or do we just pay lip service? And then there are the conspiracy theorists. We have a U.S. Congress that sleeps so cozy together, it's almost impossible to tell them apart. And then we have Israel, who we pay billions of dollars to. And that money comes from taxpayers, and it's used to murder children. These are some of the issues we hope to cover. You've one life to live, and as your story unfolds, remember these words, Gabran, what's told. To understand the mind and heart of a person, look not at what he or she has already achieved, but at what they aspire to do. These words of Gabran are profound, you see, because those who aspire still dare to dream. If you must lose time, let it not be in vain. Make each detour a challenge and do not refrain. For always remember, hard as it may seem, on the lips of the fair, there appears your name. We have a First Amendment in America. In the United States, all have the right to practice their religion. All Americans have this right. Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim. That is a guaranteed right if you are an American. That includes Muslims. And in Dearborn, there are Muslim families from Lebanon, Iraq, etc., whose families have been here for many generations, well over 100 years, paying taxes, educating their children to do the right thing for their community. Why are some denying the Muslims their right to bow to their God, wear their attire, and still love and respect the nation they were born in? America, I am reminded that at one time, Jews, Italians, the Irish, and even the Japanese were ostracized for being different. I'm also painfully aware that if any group is taking over America, her Bill of Rights, and her Congress, it is Israeli American Zionists who hold dual Israeli-American passports. I do find this offensive and dangerous, since you cannot serve two masters. My point is this. Stop looking for the worse in your neighbor. Since 9/11, the Bill of Rights has been so bastardized, it's mind-blowing. What about looking to that problem, which Islam did not cause? Our founders made it possible for all faith-based groups to find a safe haven here in America. I am often reminded that we Americans are the United Nations. But sadly, instead of getting to know our neighbors, whatever their faith or culture may be, some want to be critical and mean-spirited. Donald Trump's mother was an immigrant who, without the money and power of Trump's father, would never have been allowed to enter the U.S. Two of Trump's wives are from other countries. Americans must band together, or we will lose the looming battle ahead. And it will not come from Islam, because for many decades, especially since JFK was assassinated, it's been coming from within. And the oligarchs, monopolies, and what I call craporations, who keep us at each other's throats, they're to blame. Islam did not cause our problems. We Americans have not been vigilant. Need I remind you who got us into one war after another? It was never Iraq, Lebanon, or Islam. The greed of oligarchs and ignorance of those who will buy into their distorted view of the world, those are the ones who have gotten us into war. Another thing. Over 2 million Muslims have died at the hand of those who have a distorted view of Islam. The Iraqi war alone, which we started, killed some 1 million unarmed Iraqis, many under the age of 16, and not all were Muslims. Zionist Israelis are not just killing and or imprisoning Palestinian Muslims, but also Jewish and Christians. It's what the American media does not tell you you should be concerned with, because these people who took Michigan's jobs out of the country have an agenda, and that agenda is a danger to America. And no Muslim was or is behind this truth. Since 9/11, the Bill of Rights has been so bastardized, it's mind-blowing. Can America get her head around that truth? I would suggest you get to know your Muslim American friends and not be so eager to criticize them. Another bit of history. It was Palestinian Muslim that welcomed Jews during the Second World War. And look what that got them. And when you tell a Muslim who's been here for generations to go back where they came from, how do you justify that? This story is even more prevalent, evident today, than when Brian Wilson began his quest to waken the American people. Brian and his fellow veterans paid a big price when they served America, and when they came home to express that this service was not in the best interest of America, nor in the best interest of those Brian and his fellow veterans were sent to eliminate. At that time, it was the Vietnamese in the Nam War. Brian was also involved in exposing the Nicaraguan Contra brutality, paid for by the Reagan U.S. government, and with hard-to-come-by American tax dollars. This period in American history, which Brian was an important player in, has sadly not gone away. The families of Nam and the people of Latin America were the pawns of those who wage wars not for being just. And here we are in the year 2019, and America's diehard war whores are now destroying the countries of the Middle East. And with America's equally corrupt allies, merchants of death, working hard to do the same in certain parts of Africa. And fear not, Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela are once again in America's CIA and crapperation sites. What say you, America? America's oligarchs, crapperations, are violently working to change fairly elected leaders like Syria's Assad, and we have already brutally carried out the takeover of Gaddafi's Libya. The way Gaddafi died was inhuman on any level. And Hillary Clinton saying, "We came, we saw, he died," made me want to puke. Not to forget Iraq and the elimination of over 2 million Iraqis, many, some 500,000, under the age of 16. This brutal assault on the families of Iraq was only the beginning of American, Israeli, Europe's brutality on innocents. But to be fair, America, under George W. B. Dick Cheney, along with Zionist Pearl, Rove, and Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, and America's dangerous news media, it was America that led the charge, which would once again flood the world in bloodbaths. Wherever these ambassadors of death decided to go, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, Syria, America's leaders would bring these nations their idea of democracy, democracy at the end of a gun. And with indiscriminate drones, which even wiped out wedding parties, hospitals, and tens of thousands of innocents. Well, Pulse Radio, which we are working overtime to air this Monday, will open its first show with this thought: is paying the price for peace too much to ask for? When is it enough, really? Enough. Is it ever asking too much in order to serve peace rather than death and destruction? It's time to tune into alternative news sources where some of us desire peaceful solutions to world matters. World Pulse Radio will strive to accomplish that. Cheeky Lady says, today is January 21, 2019, and we Americans are a seriously divided nation. We have blue states, red states, we're referred to as left or right, Democrat or Republican. Where's the unity in issues which affect us all? Being usurped by those who would dare bastardize the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's where. When will we be one country united, especially on issues which are important to 90% of us, like health care, a decent, livable wage, ending wars without end, support for our families which are underpaid? the U.S. Congress is not truly representing the majority of Americans and their views. Other countries give their citizens a living wage. Why not, America? We Americans are taxed beyond reason. It's really mind-blowing. Not the oligarchs, mind you, but the hard-working families, even retirees, that are, no joke, left out in the cold. Corporations get subsidies even though they're well-heeled. There are so many taxes and multiple weird charges and fees in energy and other bills that you have to wonder why. Voices of decent American families are out there, but not being aired by the state-controlled corporate mainstream media. Laments, arguments to do with protecting us from poisons in our water, our air, and soil go unchallenged by our leaders. Contamination be damned, but who in leadership is listening? Many informed Americans are against the Monsanto debacle, and I dare call it a debacle. Chemical poisons are in our foods. Most Americans are against drugs with serious side effects. Drugs that do more harm than good. But who's listening? More Americans than not are against giving Israel so much power over our Congress and our Constitution. What is this BDS movement that Israel cannot tolerate? They have no problem tolerating the death and destruction of Palestine and its families. Why is this truth not an issue, America? We give Israel billions of American tax dollars to be used to kill and destroy whoever and whatever they please. But what voice is being raised in the U.S. Congress that has the courage to dare speak up about this dangerous Israeli issue and the many other issues taking the U.S. into the abyss? I saw an interesting video today. It actually is a lesson in what some might call movie magic. Were there terrorists that came from Arabia and attack the towers? Because this is what some are saying today. But what if this video has hit on something? Would that not change, or at least put doubt in the original narrative? So far, many demolition experts have said that the towers were taken down in demolition. No doubt that Building 7 was, since no plane was involved. And the Pentagon and the hole that we've been privileged to, no large plane could have gone through there. It reminds me of the Twilight Zone. Why is getting at the truth of 9/11 still prevalent today? Because many official stories, like JFK's death, for example, certainly are. After JFK's death, the country began to see many changes which were not in America's nor her citizens' best interest, as many who do not have their head in the sand realize. The Reagan administration, for one, the real reason why he was almost killed, the fact that many in his administration were dead set against peace with Russia, and the deal Reagan made with Gorbachev. Major corporations, warmongers, etc., found a safe haven in Reagan's administration, and they set out to make their agenda the wave of the future. And so they have. Iran-Contra horror certainly comes to mind. And we are still seeing that this game plan to overturn duly elected leaders is very much on the American agenda. But this time we see an even more disturbing revelation. Both sides of the political aisle are complicit. America is at a very serious crossroad at this time in her young history. Unions, the people's voice, a seat at the table, honest reporting, whistleblowers, declining middle class, etc., all are being dismantled or criminalized. And that brings me to one of my pet peeves, the American-Israeli connection. The fact that today's Congress and other delegate governmental agencies have many who hold dual Israeli-American citizenship is disturbing. Our founders would frown on this un-American development. Is it not a serious conflict of interest for a senator, representative, to vote on any issue Israeli when it may conflict with what's in America's best interest? Right now, there are two dangerous areas where Israel has taken hold of this nation's constitution. It's an in-our-face assault on the American people, and they're never to be usurped nor abridged Bill of Rights. This is especially true when it comes to America's First Amendment, which, by the way, is already seeing governmental and private sectors interference when it comes to protesting, speaking our mind without retribution, or for that matter, the criminalization, harassment, and in some instances even death of those brave hearts blowing the whistle on matters of extreme importance. Right now, the U.S. Congress, the Senate, has one of the most abusive pieces of legislation, BDS. If passed, it would criminalize any American who would dare speak out about Israel's atrocities and/or be part of the BDS movement. What say you, America? As you may know, Facebook has purged over 800 accounts. Most are alternative news sites. They are not corporate mainstream outlets like MSNBC, CNN, CBS, nor Fox so-called news. These are resources corporate mainstream media and our government do not want you to know about nor support. On RT alone, you have The World According to Jesse Ventura, Larry King Now, On Contact with Chris Hedges, Redacted Tonight with Lee Camp, The News, Rick Sanchez, In Question, Manila Chan, The Kaiser Report with Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert, Crosstalk with the very brave Peter Lavelle, Watching the Hawks with Tyrell Ventura, Sean Stone, and Tabitha Wallace, America's Lawyer, The Big Picture with Holland Cook, News Views with Scotty Neil Hughes, Worlds Apart, Osaka Boyko, Sophie Company, Boom Bust with Bart Shilton, Live International News, and more. These are some other alternative sources. Veterans Today, The Mind Unleashed, The Free Thought Project, The Anti-Media, The Mint Press News, The Conscious Resistance, The Fifth Column News, The Corbett Report, and CGTN, which is a Chinese network in English and very informative. In closing, I would like you to know that World Pulse Radio is not about me. It's all about all of you who are or have been oppressed, those who feel they have no voice. World Pulse Radio is your voice. Your story is important since many of us have similar stories to share. That's what gives us the power to make a difference. The details of each life may differ, but pain and suffering is something many can and do feel. I would like to close with excerpts of Martin Luther King's two major speeches, I Have a Dream and I've Been to the Mountain. And given this is the day we honor and remember this great man, I believe that it's appropriate. But first, I'd like to read to you America's First Amendment to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I Have a Dream. August 28, 1963. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations, Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the victim. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream today. Stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prestigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. I have a dream that when this happens, and when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants, Catholics, and Muslims, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." I have been on the mountaintop. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Mississippi to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I am so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would go wrong with the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, what would happen to me from some of our white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've had some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountains. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight.
New scratches from the New Mexico Lottery are out now, including Gold Mine 9 Times and Quicksilver. Gold Mine 9 Times features top prices at $50,000. Grab your pickaxe and hard hat and scratch today. Yeehaw! You must be at least 18 to play. Please play responsibly.
Enter New Mexico Lottery My Rewards for a chance to win diamonds or dollars, a trip to a New Orleans jazz festival, or one of four $250 prizes. Enter at nmlottery.com by January 31st for your chance to win.